broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you and your family are focused on God, family, and country 24/7. Welcome to the broadcast. LibertyRoundtable.com, our local website for the broadcast. LovingLiberty.net, our nationally syndicated radio network. A big shout out and a thank you to them for all their hard work and efforts and love and support and everything else. LovingLiberty.net, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Also, you can download the Android or the iPhone app. It's free. You download it, and you can listen to live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. You can follow the Twitter feed. You can give feedback and a whole lot more. Donations, of course, are always welcome on the apps and or on the website, LovingLiberty.net. Be liberal in your donations. Every penny will be used to promote God, family, and country, to promote the sacred cause of liberty. All right, welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Of course, still available online at LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. We had on Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job as always. And we talked about Israel's troubling Green Pass. Yeah, it's a post-coronavirus system. Cheryl K. Chumley writes the article. Individuals who show a Green Pass could stay in hotels, dine inside restaurants, attend events of mass gatherings. It can include religious services, sports games, visit places of tourism, not to mention places of cultural significance, gather for weddings, funerals. They can work out in fitness centers. They can swim in swimming pools that are public. They can vacation in crowded places. Man, they can just about do everything. In fact, they can live normal life, if you will. As long as you have the troubling Green Pass. What is the Green Pass? Well, in America, they're calling it a vaccine passport. It's an absolute shame. It's a disgrace. They're going to force these passports on all of us, ladies and gentlemen. It's putting government right in the center of dictating health care and more. It is disaster. For example, the Texas COVID numbers are crashing in Texas. They're going down, down, down. Poor Anthony Fauci, dumbfounded. The poor physician just doesn't get it, and I got news for him. More folks are developing herd immunity, naturally, not just vaccinated. People are realizing, and the virus is attenuating. What it means is it's getting weaker over time. As it spreads more and more through the population, it weakens. Yeah, and you're probably hitting pockets of resistance to the vaccine. To the virus, because more and more people have natural immunities. As the second and third and fourth round of the virus comes, you know what? People's bodies adapt, too. You think the virus morphs and adapts and changes. So do people's human bodies and their immune system responses. Dr. Pierre Corey has been speaking out about solutions as well. He testified before the Senate and Congress, but now YouTube doesn't even believe that you and I should know about the testimony before the Senate. Did you know that? Dr. Pierre Corey, a man who is the leader of a pretty large organization, a man who believes that we've got the solutions to the COVID virus. All right, but they took drastic action over there at YouTube, okay? They took his testimony before the Senate down. He discussed ivermectin as a promising coronavirus treatment. They literally took his comments down. Congress can hear what he has to say, but you can't, ladies and gentlemen, because YouTube, the god of the internet, supposedly, says no. You can't know about Dr. Pierre Corey and their incredible discoveries. You can't know what other countries are doing. See, folks, we need to literally be up in arms over these things. Americans need to jettison YouTube yesterday over this stuff. By the way, there was 246 vaccinated Michigan residents. They all got diagnosed with the COVID. Three of them are dead. And that's after the vaccine. What do you say to them apples? Maybe the vaccine's not what it's been cracked up to be, huh? You got to also wonder, we asked this at the end of the hour with our buddy Lowell Nelson, why is the Biden administration pushing the Ukraine to attack Russia? Ron Paul wrote the article, evidence of U.S. support, folks, as 300 tons of new weapons go from the U.S. to the Ukraine in the last several weeks and more is on the way. Why are we fueling that conflict, ladies and gentlemen? When are we going to be a nation of peace? When are we going to lead by peaceful example? When are we going to stay out of the foreign affairs of other nations? Huh? What a disaster. All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Dr. Scott Bradley. His collegiate series called To Preserve the Nation can be found at freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked to him about New York to begin officially requiring vaccine passports. But we also talked about Texas outlaws vaccine passports. Florida Governor DeSantis bans COVID-19 vaccine passports. CNN, Idaho bans vaccine passports, becoming third U.S. state to do so. The battle heats up between the states that love vaccine passports and the states that hate or disagree or reject vaccine passports. Is the lack of a vaccine passport a scarlet letter, ladies and gentlemen? I'll give you an example. St. Vincent residents, you know the island, St. Vincent, right? St. Vincent residents who have not taken the COVID vaccine are banned from being evacuated following a volcano eruption. So you got a volcano eruption, a natural disaster, a massive event. And they're literally saying, if you're vaccinated, we'll help you, save you, care for you, rescue you. And if you don't, tough crap, you're on your own. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever seen a discriminatory, evil policy straight from the pit of hell, there it is. In a crisis scenario, we're going to literally use vaccination as a litmus test. If you've been doing, you know, good government, whatever, then you're safe. And if you don't, the heck with you. Okay, in my opinion, this kind of litmus test is criminal. Okay, God didn't say you're your brother's keeper. The Boy Scouts didn't say do a good turn daily. The President of the United States didn't say, hey, let's unify. Let's unite, right? With an effort to say, let's just jettison anybody who didn't get the vaccination, either by choice or not, yet. Let's discriminate and just abuse those people and leave them hung out to dry. What kind of a deal is that? What a shame. Anthony Fauci continuing to deny the truth and just abuse people. Here's what he says. Fauci, whacked out Dr. Goofy Fauci, the single man that seems to have more influence and more manipulative power over the nation than any other human being at this time. Fauci, it's still not okay to eat and drink indoors, even if you're vaccinated. So I got a question for old whacked out Fauci. Where do you eat, buddy? Do you go outside and have a barbecue every night? Oh, you mean it's not okay to eat indoors with other people? People not of your family? People who might serve you or need to make a living by feeding you. Oh, what are you talking about? Fauci, why don't you go work in a restaurant for a while, buddy? And then we'll talk about it. See, this guy's so far removed from reality, so protected by government, that the guy can't even think straight. I mean, he's off his rocker crazy. So you've got a mask on when you walk in and out of the place. You take it off to eat. You've been vaccinated. And you still can't go eat and drink? What can you do, Fauci? What would you like to see happen? How would you? Somebody ought to follow Fauci around for a day or two and see what this wacko really does in his own personal life. Because I'm telling you, he's off the rails crazy. I mean, the guy's so far removed from reality and the rest of us in the real world that it's hard to even have a conversation about the statements this guy makes. I mean, it is off the charts insane. The guy's a nutcase. I'm telling you right now, the guy's nuts. By the way, the European plans, that's right, the European plans for the passports, the vaccine passports, believe it or not, were in place 20 months before the pandemic. More evidence that we've been scammed, that Americans are falling for it in droves. Headline says, poll finds that almost half of Americans want vaccine passports. Do you want a vaccine passport? Do you want to mandate vaccinations? They say at least 7 U.S. colleges will require students to receive a COVID vaccine, which means you got to have a passport. That's the way you prove that you've taken the CocoVax, right? At least 7 colleges are going to mandate that before you can go back to school in person in the fall. Folks, they're going to force us out of society if we don't go along and take their experimental vaccinations, if we don't take the jab. Now, I'm not against people who have taken the vaccine if that's their choice. Okay? I'm not here to tell you that I know everything of the vaccine's evil. The vaccine may be just fine. I don't know. What I do know is when you got to force people to do what they think you ought to do, you know that isn't good. Why would they have to force people? You may need a COVID vaccine passport to travel in 2021, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think about that? States have the ability to fine you or jail people who refuse to get the vaccine. Folks, this stuff is criminal.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how whacked out Fauci is. I've been telling you this guy's a nutcase forever. But let me explain how whacked out he is. Not only does he say you can't eat or drink inside still, even if you've been vaccinated. When can you eat and drink inside again, doctor? You know what? Let's just put the science behind it. When can you? And the only answer he's got is, I don't know. You know, when we get more herd immunity, maybe you can, buddy. And tell that, we just don't know. But we could have a discovery tomorrow. See, how scientific is an answer like that? Okay, it's just flat out ignorant. But here's the deal. Fauci and the administration are at odds. Who do you listen to? Listen to me carefully. Here's what Fauci says. Fauci says that the U.S. will not require COVID-19 passports or vaccine passports, whatever you want to call them, okay? So Fauci, The U.S. will not require these passports. Biden administration is working on vaccination passports. So what does that mean? We're going to work on them, but you won't be required to have them. But yet when business requires it, they can do that because it's their own business. But yet it's a partnership between big business and government in a fascist coup. See, what is the end game here? What is the goal? Who's in control and what is their agenda? And that's the problem. We don't know. Does Fauci really believe what he's saying? I don't know. But I know this. The guy's 70-something years old and or whatever. He's at retirement age. The guy should have retired a long time ago, probably. Nevertheless, he's been in government for like 40 years. He's got plenty of money for his whole life and probably to make his family wealthy for generations. And you kind of go, what advantage does this guy have to lie to us or to change his, quote, professional opinion for money? Or we could go on and on. What's the value in this guy? What does Fauci even bring to the table? He's the guy that said, oh, don't take masks. Or don't wear masks. You don't need them. Then he came back and he said, well, I lied because we needed to make sure the medical professionals had the masks and we didn't want you guys to take them all. The truth is you should really be wearing masks. I wasn't genuine or up front with you in the beginning, but I had a good reason. And this is the guy. Okay, do you trust this guy? This is the guy that says over a year later, even though you've been vaccinated, they said forever, wait for the vaccines and then, hey, it'll be cool. Now they're saying it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. You still can't eat or drink inside with anybody else. This is the guy over a year later. This is the guy in the beginning that was like, hey, we got to kind of back away from life. Let's just go out of life for like, you know, a week, 10, 15 days to kind of have a cooling off period. A week turned into over a year and the wacko's still going, hey, you got to wear masks everywhere you go. In fact, let's wear two masks, even though we've been vaccinated. Rand Paul wisely calling it political theater. That's what I'm talking about. Can you legitimately tell me, Dr. Fauci, that the science justifies a year later vaccination and two masks? And you still can't eat and drink in front of anybody? Can you really go along with that and back that by science, my friend? And the answer is clearly you cannot. You've got doctors all over the country arguing with your statements, my friend. From Rand Paul in Congress to Dr. Pierre Corey testifying before Congress, and all you guys do is shut them both down. Act like Rand's a whack. Tell Dr. Corey he's not even welcome on YouTube anymore. This kind of stuff. What about the other side of the debate that we're not willing to even discuss, listen to, consider? The American people can't even get a chance to hear the other side of the story. Why? Because thugs like you shut us all down. Israel says, hey, more people have died from the vaccinations than they have for the COVID and the elderly population. And there's a report out about it, and I report on that report, and then I get shut down from Twitter. Dr. Corey gets shut down, and I get shut down. There's literally, ladies and gentlemen, there is literally no opportunity to hear the other side of the story. And if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. Okay, think about it very carefully. If I can't hear the other side of the story, because they're shutting it down, and if they're mandating things for me, in my personal opinion, these are very serious, serious allegations. You can't hear the other side of the story, and we're going to force you to take the vaccines or to do whatever. If you think that's an environment, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, this is serious business. You can't hear the other side of the story. They shut it down at every turn. And then they say, you've got to take the vaccines. It's the only way. You've got to double mask, even though you're vaccinated. It's the only way. You still can't meet together. You still, and it doesn't end. If they're legitimate about this crisis, why don't they let the evidence stand on its own? All right. Joe Biden says we're going to follow the science. Then he lets Fauci go out there literally a year later and say, hey, I'm wearing two masks and I'm vaccinated and I still can't go eat and drink near anybody. Is that backed by science? And I don't think so. All right. Laura Loomer emails me, says, Patriot, you see it each week. Another prominent conservative silenced by the, quote, big tech mafia. But what you don't see are the thousands of other conservatives who are silenced by big tech every single day. I'm ending cancel culture for good. And I'm asking you to join the fight. My name is Laura Loomer, and I've been banned more than any other woman in the world, she says, because I won't shut up about the radical left. I expose their hypocrisy, their lies, and their crimes, and they hate me for it, she says. Millions of Americans have been banned from Twitter and Facebook. Same for me, but I've also been banned by PayPal, Uber, Lyft, Venmo, Cash App, Stripe, and I've even had my bank account restricted. No joke, I can't even order a meal from Uber Eats anymore. And I'm not alone. You know, President Trump has been banned from Facebook and Twitter, and it seems like each day they find the new conservative to target. The cancel culture has infected nearly every industry in America, from social media to our universities. Even Disney has started to fire actors who don't toe the line that promote their agenda. I'm asking you to join me in my fight against cancel culture, and let me tell you how we can do it, she says. I recently had a case that I filed with the Supreme Court, Laura Loomer says, and I had it denied, but our most respected member of the court, Justice Clarence Thomas, had this to say about my case. We will soon have no choice but to address how our legal doctrines apply to highly concentrated, privately owned information infrastructure such as digital platforms. Now, I disagree with a little bit of that because I don't believe these are all private data collections. They're government-funded data collections, Clarence, just so you know. Justice Clarence Thomas, in reference to Laura Loomer's SCOTUS filing. In the coming days, I'll be filing a new lawsuit against the big tech mafia, says Laura Loomer. You can help fund my lawsuit by donating here. I've been working on this case for years. And as part of it, I'll be exposing the massive corporate interests who are driving cancel culture. And it's not just big tech. She's right. It's government in bed with universities, in bed with big tech. I've told you that many, many times. It is black ops in government, Pentagon on down, military government, okay? In bed with the universities, in bed with big tech. That's who's doing it to you and I. They've been doing it for literally almost 75 years. Donate now and I'll add you to the list of my contacts so you'll know what's going on in the case, she says. You've already seen how Facebook and Twitter and Google work to suppress conservative speech. You've likely seen what they'll do to influence our elections. But do you know why, folks? Everyone assumes that it's just Silicon Valley liberals working against us, but that's only half of it, she says. Well, she's right as rain, but I've been telling you this for quite some time, folks. You don't realize this, but you are personally funding other companies that actively work against you, and I'm going to expose them all, she says. Be part of this fight by donating any amount. Whether it's 10, 25. I really appreciate your support, and I'll be in touch soon. Respectfully, Laura Loomer. P.S. Cancel culture goes beyond social media. When a person or a business is cut off, it's an attempt to not only cut off their voice, but their livelihood as well. Big tech aims to end careers. Kill businesses, and smear individuals. WND sent this out to me from Laura Loomer, and I think that, you know, Laura's right on this. And I don't have money to donate, Laura, but I do agree with your point, and I will use my influence on the radio to try to help people understand your valid point, right? It's a serious, serious thing. I've been banned to prove the point. We'll talk about it more in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an Iran nuclear deal update with Dan Araki.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal, this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman talking about Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, quote, we're ending cancel culture. In the coming days, she says, I'll be filing a new lawsuit against the big tech mafia. You know, I appreciate her zeal, and I appreciate her dedication and effort, but I don't share her optimism about it. She already filed a case and lost. Now, thank heavens, Justice Clarence Thomas spoke out really in her behalf. Okay. Literally saying, you know, good things about what's next and stuff. We got to work on this, says Clarence, and he's right. But look, there's not enough at the Supreme Court, and if Joe Biden packs the Supreme Court, there'll even be less who are interested in the truth. Listen to me very carefully. Government, meaning the military, the Pentagon on down. So government backed by black op money. Remember, the government owns the printing press, right, folks? Got that? Okay, so you got printing press black op money funding universities and big tech to make this happen. So when you get a trifecta of government via black op military Pentagon money funding universities, who are then in turn funding big tech, and you got a trifecta partnership there going on, you think this is going to be stopped by Laura Loomer in her lawsuit? I mean, I appreciate her optimism. But again, I've heard people say these kinds of things for my whole life. And my whole adult life as a political commentator and more. You know, they're going to take down the IRS. They're going to stop the this. They're going to do this. They're going to... And people think all day that they're going to beat the system, and they're not, folks. It is too entrenched, too deep, too evil, too abusive. The scriptures even teach, when in thy way with thy adversary, agree with him quickly. Because what it's saying is, if you don't agree with him quickly, he'll just crush you. So I'm not saying you agree with the government. It doesn't mean that you agree. It just means be wise and careful in the battles you pick in America, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And I mentioned many times, Ammon Bundy is a personal dear friend of mine. I love the guy to death. I think he's a great guy. I think he's honest. I think he means well. But sometimes his tactics, I wonder. For example, taking on the Malheur Wildlife Refuge or whatever. He went there, served in there for several days, went, got to jail for a couple of years. He eventually won, but I'm not so sure what we accomplished in his win. He would say that he won and he set a standard, and if enough of us would stand up, it would make the difference. That's right, but not enough of us are standing up. That is the quintessential point. There's not enough of us who are willing to stand up and take on the system. Well, Sam, that's what the revolutionaries faced too. There wasn't enough of them, but they still prevailed. There was way more of them than there is now. There was 3% of the population about then. In our day, that'd be what? All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. All right. So back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're doing fantastic. Just wanted to make sure we got our technical glitches squared away and solved. And as I was saying, we had a little technical glitch that kicked me off the air. We're back. You kind of wonder if it's intentional sometimes. Nevertheless, I digress. So I appreciate Laura Loomer and her resilience. I appreciate her, what's the other word? Resilience is one of them. Her comeback ability, keep getting after it after it. I also appreciate her zeal, her desire. But look, I've never seen, folks, in my lifetime, somebody really take down entrenched, evil, black ops government. Whether it's the IRS, the military, I've just never seen it, okay? Everybody who goes up against these people absolutely gets 100% crushed. And you would say, Sam, those are the real patriots of America. You know what? They had to get crushed to do well. And I get that. I'm not talking about Martin Luther King Jr. I'm not talking about the fake guy in the 60s. I'm talking about the real Martin Luther. Back in history, right? I mean, people did sacrifice much and give a lot to eventually bring us to our day where we could all read the Bible and learn about God and do these wonderful things. I'm not downing that in any way. But I am saying to you that, you know what, where is the line? Where is the balance factor where you say, you know, I could take on the IRS. I could make a bold stand. But if I do and I get crushed, Is that a battle I should take on? Is that a hill I should die on? And that's kind of where I start to have a little bit of issues and say, you know what? There's a fine line there. And I'm not here to pick on Patriots doing the best they can. Okay? Like, for example, an Ammon Bundy. You know what? He's fighting the fight as he thinks best. And who am I to say my tactics are better than his? So I don't want you in any way to think that I'm just the definitive, you know, or I think that I'm the definitive on this stuff. I just know this. For Ammon Bundy to sit in jail for 2 years, and now for him to be arrested twice in one day, and for him to be doing all the, you wonder how much he's moving the needle of liberty forward versus how much is it turning into, he loses a lot of his personal family time, his ability to build business. You know, what if we could fund radio, for instance? What if we got 1,000 Americans to put in a dollar a day? We had $365,000 in 1 year because 1,000 Americans put a dollar a day in. It'll be nothing but, you know what, a big gulp or the equivalent of a big drink or whatever you want to call them, a coffee, a mocha or whatever, you know, an energy drink, whatever your deal is, right? A dollar a day, it's nothing for many, many. You could find 1,000 people that wouldn't even blink at spending a dollar a day. I'm one of them. I could spend a dollar a day and not even blink on Liberty. Okay? But I can't get 1,000 people to do that. But if we did, we could buy a radio station, an AM-FM combo right here where I live, in the county that I live in. Kirk Crosby's been working on that feverishly. Okay? And it would influence about, what, almost 1 million people? 800,000 people could have the opportunity then to listen to Freedom Radio. Okay? Now, that is just in my area. And you would say, well, Sam, why across the country would we just fund your area? Because eventually with the $365,000 a year from 1,000 Americans, we could move to your area and buy a radio station. And if we didn't buy radio stations, we could decide what to do with the money. We could use it to advertise and promote our online radio. You could promote on billboards and things. There's so much that could be done. But see, you got to have 1,000 dedicated Americans enough to put a dollar a day in, right? So when most Americans aren't willing to put their money where their mouth is, you're alone. You're left alone in the battle for liberty almost, virtually alone. And the question becomes for those folks that are virtually left alone, is taking on the IRS, losing your house and becoming homeless really worth it? Is that a hill you should die on? Now, I'm not here to speak for others because I don't receive God's guidance for other people. However, I will say I really question the validity of losing or dying on that hill, losing that battle. Because then that person is so consumed with being homeless, trying to fight the battle, trying to file all the court documents on time, trying to, and the government has them so wrapped up in and derailed by that they can't use their talents to educate and grow our message. If I take on the government, make a grandstand on a big hill, let's say that I went into the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, would I be better off? Pete Santilli did that. Is he better off than I am? Is he more of a patriot than I am for going in and doing that? No, I'm not attacking Pete or Ammon or anybody else who have picked their personal battles. But I am trying to get people to consider a broader perspective about what battles do we pick? Let me give you an example, a real one, coming up in seconds on your radio.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you
raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives pain capable bill, which would end painful late term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
So I'm not here to attack anybody else's efforts over the sacred cause of liberty, but I am here to say we as a people just are not united at all. So the majority of the people don't even care, don't even know. They're not even engaged in the solutions. They just throw up their hands and it's like, I don't know about politics, or I'm not interested, or it bothers me, or there's nothing to do, or whatever. But the liberals managed to gather their energies together in enough focus to really raise money and really have an impact. We as conservatives don't do that. So Ammon Bundy is off going to jail for a couple of years and then off, you know, getting arrested a couple of times. And Pete Santilli went into the Mount Hare Wildlife Refuge. That'll be a journalist. They said he was kind of part of the Patriot movement rather than a journalist. And he, or a commentator, political, you know, reporter. And he lost kind of there and got beat up and forced to capitulate. And now he's in trouble with the law kind of stuff. And I'm not doubting those guys. But then, you know, buddies of mine have lost their homes to the IRS and, you know, people have died on a lot of different hills, but their ability to fight for liberty has diminished significantly in those scenarios. Now take Laura Loomer, and this is why I'm highlighting this. Laura Loomer says we're ending the cancel culture. In the coming days, I'll be filing a new lawsuit against the big tech mafia. But is it really big tech? They're just the ones taking money from the government, right? And they're taking money from the government to develop technologies that the government wants them to develop with government backdoors and hooks and everything else to get control of the communications of we the people, see? But big tech's just, they're a downstream victim to some degree too, because their bosses and their leader, you know, the average employee of Google and Facebook and Twitter and all these things, they don't really know. I mean, they know that it's not great, but what do? There's like, look, Google's going to continue abusing the people whether I'm here or not. If I stand up too boldly, Google will just fire me and get rid of me. And, you know, I'm just a tiny wheel in this big old cog. And I, you know, wow, I don't know what to do. And so people are just kind of doing the best they can. It's kind of like the stimulus money. Hey, none of us like it. We don't think it's great that the government's just handing out tons of cash, but it is. And what do? Do you not take your stimulus? How do you turn it back into your government? You know, how do you not take it? If you don't take it, is it going to really help? Right? And so I'm not downing all the decisions everyone's making. What I'm saying is we need to intentionally work towards solutions. If I donate now to Laura Loomer's lawsuit, she's already lost one, so that she can go on and take on the big tech mafia, you think the government, black ops, Pentagon dollars are going to be exposed by your courts ran by the same government? You think they're going to give Laura Loomer just a big old bunch of money and go, my golly, you're right. There is a big tech mafia, and it's in bed with the Pentagon and black op government money. And by golly, politicians, some of them are even in on it and in the know. And, man, we're going to take down the big universities, and we're going to take down the Pentagon, and we're going to take down black ops military money. And we're going to take down the universities and big tech all at once. See, it's kind of like Sidney Powell's idea that I'm going to take on the vote fraud and get to the bottom of it. It's international in scope, and I'm going to take it down. He's right on the point that it is a cabal. It is a secret combination above us all, abusing us all. But the problem is you can't take it down. There's not enough of us. I appreciate those bold, intrepid individuals alone fighting for what they think is right. But you know what? I think they got the cart before the horse is what I'm getting at. If you're Sidney Powell now, she's in big old lawsuits of her own with all these big electioneering manufacturers of hardware that count or whatever you want to say, catalog the election results or whatever you want to say, obscure the election results, all the above. If it's global corporations, you think that that is in bed with black op money like the tech industry is? Do you think the voting machines and big tech and universities and black ops military money is behind the voting machines? And if it's global in scope, as Sidney Powell says, I believe her, by the way, but I'm not so sure we can take that down in America when we can't even find 1,000 people to buy a radio station or two. Right? I mean, that's what I'm talking about, right? I mean, folks, think about this for a minute. If you had and Americans, instead of putting in less than a dollar a day, $30 a month, what if you had Americans put in $100 a month? Right? What if you had patriots that were willing to get a little more dedicated and put in $100 a month? Okay? So let's do $365,000, right? Divided by 100 or by 1,200. Because if Americans put in $100 a month, it'd be $1,200 in a year. It'd only take 300 of us. Is that right? $365,000 divided by $1,200, right? 304 people. If you could find 304 Americans that would put $100 a month, I mean, you could find people who are business owners, people that are, you know, doing fairly well. A lot of people could say, I can't afford $100 a month, Sam. I understand that. But I'm just saying, if you could find 300 business owners that would do it, $100 a month in 1 year, you'd have $365,000. You could buy radio stations. You could move from community to community. It might take you 10, 15 years. Or you might be able to, you know what, get, what if you got 300 people in a given area? Can't a metropolis in America, can't each state? For instance, in whatever area's got the most patriots in it, find 300 people. See, this could be duplicated over and over and over, but people have got to put their money where their mouth is. And so my whole point about this is when I see people that are super patriots, Ammon Bundy, and I'm not doubting him at all. I hope this isn't taken. You know, if you let Ammon Bundy listen to this, by all means, let him. I'm not suggesting he shouldn't hear this. But I feel bad when a poor guy, a true patriot like an Ammon Bundy, puts his life, his fortune, everything on the line for liberty, and there's not enough Americans that even prize what he's doing to give him the support he needs to be successful. Okay, same with the Laura Loomer. You know what? We're ending cancel culture. Good luck. I appreciate it. I hope you're successful. But I don't know that I want to put money into that lawsuit. I think you'll spend $1 million and the government will slaughter you, and then where will we be? See, the ideas that we have are really critical, and what hills we die on are really vital. And that's why one of the things that I believe is the most successful, the most valuable, the most important project to work on, and it's not just because I'm involved in it, but is radio. Or articles, and people like WorldNet Daily, WND.com, Breitbart, those people I believe are making the most difference because they're educating the masses. And if you do it right, you're not really dying on a hill. You might get attacked by the government, you might have trouble, but you're not dying on a specific hill per se. And if we die on the free speech, freedom of the press hill, well, maybe that is the hill we should die on. Because look, without it, we can't get the word out. With it, we can get the word out. So if we spend, let's say we spend $365,000 on Laura Loomer's case and she loses. At the end of the day, what do we have to show for it except for case precedent against us? If we spend $365,000 on advertising, promoting the radio networks we've already built, lovingliberty.net comes to mind, and or buying radio stations, see, going forward, we have a bigger platform to get our word out. See, that's the problem with the patriots. While the liberals are building YouTube, while the cabal of big tech and government and the universities were all in this trifecta, while they were building YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and the conservatives were twiddling their thumbs, going to work every day, living their lives, watching sports, whatever they were doing, to the point where at the end of the day, big tech, backed by government and backed by the universities, controlled it all. All right, so while that's going on, the Republican mainstream, they call it the Republican majority, they built a news apparatus where they're emailing out questionnaires and polls to everybody. I got one of them. Here's what it says. Do you support Mitt Romney? Are you kidding me, ladies and gentlemen? Are you joking right now? Do I support Mitt Romney? No. We had a caucus system in Utah, and it rejected Mitt Romney. And then big money circumvented the caucus system, put him on the ballot anyway, and he won. And ever since then, he's been the most moderate, most center of the road, half the time siding with the Democrats, Republican, I think the Utah state's ever had. He's a carpetbagger. He shouldn't have even ran from the state of Utah. He's not from Utah. He just knew that he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the prominent religion in the state, and he knew that if he came, he'd be loved. They first brought him in for the Olympics so that he could become a rock star, and oh, man, he saved the Olympics. Massachusetts governor saved us from the Olympic meltdown, and by golly, good on him. And then he comes back, and he's nothing but a carpetbagger, folks, that doesn't hold the ideals of American values. Who doesn't stand with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America? That is not who Mitt is. But yet, see, Mitt and crew can put together a mainstream promotion. Do you support Mitt Romney is the big poll question that they've got out now. See, we need to take polls ourselves. Okay, and I got to give Alex Jones some credit. Alex Jones is one of the guys who has actually paid for polls. He said, I don't believe the mainstream polls. Let me do a poll of my own. We need more of that. We need people in the news and the media and to spread the word. What we need to do is really double down in education. And we need to build our own institutions. You can't just go to the government school and then wake up 100 years later and go, hey, man, how come them schools are teaching? How come everybody's socialist? Well, because you let your kids go to the government school that's been promoting socialism for generations, and now everybody's socialist. Are you surprised? You know, how dumb am I? No, what you need to do is build your own institutions that will teach your children what we believe, that will stand up for the sacred cause of liberty. When it comes to journalism, when it comes to nationally syndicated commentators on your radio, we need to build our own organizations and our own talk show hosts. And if you don't think I'm worthy of it, you don't think I'm good enough at it, find somebody else. I don't care. I can go make my living in big tech if I want to. That's where I make my money to fund radio now anyway. I can go make my living in tech. In fact, I'll make more money in tech than I will in radio by 1,000-fold. But I believe the radio is where we can have the greatest impact. It's where we can educate people. It's where we can wisely, carefully select what hills we want to die on, what battles we want to fight. We can work on our greater numbers, which we need to be successful in the first place. And we can really save people from the brink of financial ruin. We can help people spend time with their families. But we need to unite around a cause. And if you believe that radio's it, support us. LibertyRoundtable.com, donate liberally. LovingLiberty.net, donate liberally. We'll use every penny to grow our presence in the media. But if you don't think our cause is worthy, you think, you know what, Sam's a goofball, he's no good at it. There's plenty of talk show hosts better than Sam. It isn't a matter of being better or worse in my view. We need more of us, not less. It's not a matter of, hey, there's not room enough in this town for both of us. I don't believe in that. There is plenty of room for us to educate Americans and stand for the sacred cause of liberty. We need more folks preaching at the pulpit, more folks preaching on the radio, more folks telling the tale of the Constitution should be the political religion of our nation, that we the people need to stand like the black-robed regiment of yesteryear and really promote morality, God, family, and country. And the more we do and the more we help people understand what we can do to fight back effectively, let me give another kudos to Ammon Bundy for what he's done. Ammon and others have built this people's rights organization. Okay, and people's rights is a great, incredible tool that is educating Americans all across the country and putting Americans in places where they can actually do something to make a difference. We got to have more of that. I point to Ammon because, you know what, those are effective efforts. I'm not sure going to jail over and over and over is as effective as his people's rights organizations. I'm just giving you my opinion and providing direction to keep people out of harm's way, but yet to help people unite and use our greater numbers to be effective. That is my whole point of this hour. I hope it hit home. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.